Thank you, Madam Vice President, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen. First of all, on behalf of the Cambodian delegation, I would like to express my sincere thanks for inviting us to share the progress made by Cambodia in its efforts to fulfill its commitment to assist mine victims as agreed upon in the Maputo Action Plan. Madam Vice President, Cambodians affected by mines and explosive remnants of war left by 30 years of conflict that ended in 1998. With determined efforts, the government of Cambodia with assistance from the United Nations and the international community, Cambodia began its humanitarian mine action program in 1992. As a state party to the convention, Cambodia committed to continue working hard to improve the quality of life of our survivors. Our government established various legal frameworks to support mine ERW victims as well as persons with disabilities. These include the law on the protection and promotion of the rights of persons with disabilities, the National Disability Strategy Plan 2014-2018, the National Strategic Development Plan 2014-2018, the Sustainable Development Goal 18, and more recently, the National Mine Action Strategy 2018-2025. These frameworks provide roadmaps in supporting mine ERW victims as well as indirect victims. Cambodian Mine Action Authority, on behalf of the government of Cambodia, plays its roles as the coordinating body to mobilize resources and technical assistance to support mine ERW victims and their families. Through this mechanism, relevant government ministries, subnational authorities, civil societies, and the private sector actively participate in making victims' assistance service support services available in our kingdom. Madam Vice President, over 25 years, Cambodia released 1,700 square kilometers of landmines contaminated areas, and more than 1 million landmines were destroyed. More than 600,000 people who are living in and adjacent to the most contaminated areas received mine risk education messages. These total efforts resulted in direct reduction in the numbers of landmine casualties from 4,320 persons in 1996 to 58 persons in 2017. Although the numbers of casualties has declined in recent years in Cambodia, thanks to the massive clearance work of the last 25 years, there is a real danger that casualties will increase as a result of growing population and also people moving through necessity into new areas who are unaware of these risks. In addition, 946 square kilometers of land remaining large magnitude of landmine problem poses greater danger to our rural people. Therefore, continued support and assistance from all development partners remain vital for Cambodia to address these challenges. According to the Quality of Life Survey conducted in 2015, there were 4,862 persons with disabilities, including 1,066 mine ERW survivors, living in 652 villages in 25 provinces in our country. The survey is routinely conducted by our volunteer survivor networks. Cambodia organized various forums on disabilities to disseminate the law on the protection and Promotion of the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, guidelines and other related policies. The needs of persons with disabilities were discussed. 11 physical rehabilitation centers, 1 spinal cord injury center, and 3 repair workshops distributed 43,000 prosthetics and orthotic products, including 8,296 assistive devices and 25,000 working aids. Local authorities were also encouraged to collect disaggregated data on persons with disabilities. Madam Vice President, despite these achievements, Cambodia still faces many challenges, in particular with the limitation of financial support. Therefore, I would like to take this opportunity to call on all development partners to continue your financial assistance and technical support so that together Cambodia is able to address the problems. And knowing the nature and magnitude of the problems as outlined in this statement, it would be grateful to be able to access technical and financial resources made available by the international community and communities. Taking this opportunity, Madam Vice President, I would like to express my sincere thanks to all donors and partners, especially the Australian and Canadian governments, UNDP, UNICEF, WHO, ACID Worldwide, ICRC, Victorian National Cambodian Campaign Main Landmines, and Handicap International, our neighbor Thailand, and those whom we have not named here, for your invaluable collaboration and contribution to Cambodia in achieving national responsibilities and international obligations to landmine survivors and other persons with disability. I thank you for your attention.